sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. The Phillies beat the Braves 5-4 in a massive series opening comeback win. Phils were down 4-0 until the bottom of the sixth when Brandon Marsh hit a three-run homer to make it a one-run game. Nick Castellanos delivered the final blow, hitting a two-run home run in the seventh to make it 5-4. Alec Bohm left the game early after an apparent injury to his hand during his first at-bat. The team says his x-rays came back negative. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Weather today, cloudy with a high of 75. It's currently 66 degrees. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Joe Lechter on the ones and twos. Except I think John Ritchie fought the law and Ritchie won today, which is a beautiful thing.
Sort of.
I mean, I did not fight in any way.
You didn't. You cooperated.
I handed him my license and registration. I was probably, I don't know, not coming across in a friendly way. I mean, people tell me I have a perturbed-looking face.
What, to begin with? And it's 5:20 in the morning, and you're driving down
it's
here. Like,
black.
I'm sure it's you're never in a particularly great
alarmed
mood.
Alarmed and in a hurry.
Yep.
Yeah, and the first thing I said was, I'm sorry if I was going too fast, which was not the problem.
Going too slow, excuse me.
Yeah, I was going too slow. I thought he was behind me initially because I had been going too fast. That was apparently not the case. He had a litany of other things that I had done wrong. And part of what I'd done wrong is because he was just behind me.
I know. It's like
you're driving right behind me, man. Like, I am adjusting for you, trying to slow down, see if you need me to get out of the way. Like, you're a police officer.
I don't think
you make me feel unsettled.
I don't think
I'm
there's
gonna slow down.
John, I don't think there's a person on the planet who in that situation at 5:20 in the morning.
Am I supposed to speed up?
That's what
try
I mean.
To escape?
On a road by yourself with a cop behind you isn't going to naturally slow down. We are humans.
Yes.
That's what
Yeah,
but
you didn't know it
said.
Was a cop.
I knew he pulled off from a place where he was on the side of the road. It was clear that, you know, lights came on. Like, it seemed like a police officer was pulling off.
Okay,
it felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was just being safe.
What'd you say? Yeah. Were you just like, I'm John Ritchie?
No way.
He just gave his license.
I'm sorry. What he said. Was very robotic. Like, this guy was like T2, like that Terminator, you know, the one that you can blow holes in it and the metal just like goes back like it's liquid. Have you seen T2?
Sure, no.
Oh, come on. Wait a minute.
Here we go again.
Seriously? I'm sorry.
What are we doing? Don't be sorry. Just see these movies.
Add it to the list, but right to the top.
Yeah.
T2?
I mean, that's Pulp Fiction, T2.
T2.
Like, watch those movies.
T2, wait, I'm assuming it's Terminator.
Did you see?
Yes. Terminator 2. You don't even need to see one.
You know what I don't need?
I've seen the original. I've seen the first
one. Scoffing attitude
way better.
She's got
it's
either.
It's his.
Did
what?
You see that? She's like, T2. Oh, the original. It's not the original one. This is serious stuff.
Yeah.
This is very important.
Okay.
Just to be a part of human society.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Did you? Yeah. You
I feel
need,
like I just disappoint you guys over
a little
and
bit.
Over.
A little
yeah,
bit.
No, you are.
But you
honestly,
can fix it.
Exactly. Just watch these movies.
Okay,
it's not that hard.
I
all right.
Will.
Quickly, before we get to the phones talking Phils, we do have to clean something up from yesterday. End of the show, we had Howie on. A little hectic. We never chose a winner.
Oh, right.
For yesterday's prize.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was who or what is cool. I have the answers in front of me. I have one that I think is the winner, but I'll go through the potential winners and see
if
you guys
agree. I think I know which one you
so,
think is the winner.
So options, the best ones, and I will include my winner. We'll see you know what you guys think. I think the best answers we got for who or what, are cool, what is cool is winning a gold medal. I thought that was cool. The other side of the pillow, Steph Curry, Samuel L. Jackson, Snoop Dogg, having a catch with your grandkid, those are the best answers.
I think it's got to be like the other side.
It's the other side of the pillow,
okay.
Right? We can all agree.
Even, yeah.
Like it. Like that is such a great answer.
Incredible.
For what
answer.
Is cool. Yeah, I agree. All right. Congratulations to Salvatore in Coatesville. Wins the Killers tickets. Dan Wilson back at the studio. If you could handle that, get that information where it needs to go, we'd appreciate it. All right. 215-592-94.
I was going to argue that, but there's just no way
we just
for me to argue
Yeah, we shut
that.
It down
I
very
mean,
quickly.
Can I include corporate?
Frank Rojas hanging out with
Frankie,
us today.
Can I include Frankie in that?
Francisco Rojas has chosen to go by Frank moving forward.
Actually,
he apparently hates the name Frank
you know or what? Frankie.
I can understand this.
And we just found out that he hates it.
So what I told...
He also hates corporate because he got a haircut, and I like to tease him a little bit.
Everyone who gets a short haircut, you call them corporate. It's a go-to.
Then why can't we call you corporate?
You can.
Well, because he's got the spikes. It never actually looks corporate.
You can call me corporate,
but it's never corporate. You're never actually corporate. Like, no matter what with your hair, you're going to kind of have a spiky coolness to it.
Yeah.
It's not corporate. Yeah. Like, I get a haircut, it's short, it looks corporate. Francisco?
Frank.
Well, here's what I said to...
What up, Frank?
Here's what I said to Francisco, and I know it from experience, is if you let John Ritchie know the name that you want to be called the least, that is what he will go
with.
Oh, he will pound it. Like...
I'm sorry.
It is a
bad habit.
It's a
bad tendency.
Is that why he calls you Jimmy?
Yes, that's why. On the radio, I become Jimmy. So when we started the show, I literally said to John, he's like, "Do you like Jimmy?" I'm like, "I hate it. I hate being called
Jimmy." Please never call me.
And now everyone on the radio calls me Jimmy. So, and the only way he like mollified me the slightest bit was like, "No, it's like Jimi Hendrix. It's J-I-M-I." And I'm like, "What am I supposed to say to that?" Okay,
I really did feel like it was a compliment. I swear.
So yeah,
it is.
So callers, future lesson: don't put the nickname you don't like out on the radio. John will latch on. Call you right 215-592-9494. Biggest Phil's win of the season last night. Potentially react now. 215-592-9494. Let's start off on the phones in the Northeast with our buddy Rich. Hey, Rich.
Yo, what's up, guys? How's it going this morning?
It's going super, Rich.
It was an awesome game last night. Kudos.
We're back to kicking butt, man. The pitching. Remember when the pitching is what just always seemed so right?
It was what made it special.
It was going to bail us out, you know, no matter what. And I kept thinking back, man, the Astros just a couple years ago, I saw them beat us because they had pitching like this. We're back to having that pitching. And it's not just the starting. It's not just the starters. It's the bullpen, too. And it's like the big, great big eraser that allows us a lot more freedom and flexibility. A bunch of great pitchers.
I just also want to say, like, there was a little bit of downside also. Like, why don't you put Stubbs in there to bunt Marsh over? You know what I mean? You're bringing Rojas in anyhow, right?
You're talking in the eighth when he was on second base? Eighth, yeah, when Marsh doubled to get that extra insurance run you're talking about.
A double play.
So, I think that the reason you don't do that is that it's a one-run game at the time, and if you don't score a run and they score a run, then you're going to extras without JT. Like, I get your point, but I don't blame him for that. Like, you JT's a better hitter. Like, I get your point, and a butt in that situation's good, but I think you want JT, especially with the lineup turning over, and if you do have to bat in the bottom of the ninth, there's a chance JT gets up there. I think you leave JT in it. I get it. I'm not saying take JT out, though. But if you put Stubbs in, though, then you don't have a backup catcher. Like, you can't bunt Stubbs in that spot. It goes to extras. JT gets hurt or something in the ninth, and then you don't have a catcher. So, like, you know, then Kyle Schwarber's catching for you or something, you know? Like, so I get your point, but, like, especially, like, in the regular season, these spots, you can't just use backup catchers as pinch hitters.
I bet Schwarber would call a really good game.
Well, he was a catcher. You know Kyle Schwarber was drafted as a catcher.
I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
He was the fourth pick in the MLB draft as a catcher out of high school and then ended up switching positions. But he was a catcher.
Could see that.
He would be great.
Well, now I don't think anymore. I don't know if the knees would hold up. But, Rich, look, I get your point and good call. I understand the – and, look, I appreciate the wanting to get every run in that situation. When you're only up one in that spot, it was certainly tense. But I do think you have to be careful with the backup catcher thing because you can get yourself in a spot where if you get the extras and something happens, you don't have someone who can viably catch. You know, Kyle Schwarber hasn't done it in 20 years or whatever, 15 years in a real spot. So, all right.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Did I tell you that only male fireflies can fly?
Oh, we didn't do the
oh
fact.
My gosh.
Your fact today was getting pulled over. We did that instead of – no, that's a really good fact.
Wait, what is it? They can or cannot fly.
Only male fireflies fly.
So what do the females do?
They don't fly.
Where do they go?
They walk.
They walk
around. Female fireflies walk around. They can flash, you know, so they can be flashing back and forth to attract one another. And then the males will just fly over and mate. And then sometimes the females will kill the male right there. Sometimes they'll eat the male.
Love that.
They'll just destroy the male as he...
We love a powerful girl boss moment.
Yeah, yeah,
she's,
no doubt.
She's so powerful. Sounds like my daughter. She doesn't fly. She doesn't move that much. She just sort of... flashes and waits.
Yeah. Interesting.
And they fly in and may or may not get devoured after they...
It's poetic.
Love.
Poetic. I mean, yeah, you really gotta want it with that potential on the other. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we're gonna tell you how you can win a really, really awesome prize. Plus your calls reacting to the Phillies. We're gonna talk Eagles coming up as well. It's a morning show. Don't go anywhere.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.